This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
I'm bad on the Bible, but wasn't there light before there was anything else?
The voice of photographer Richard Avedon. News that he died today means the world has lost one of the most influential visual artists of the 20th century. In a work that spanned more than half that century, Avedon revolutionized fashion photography and then went on to create an enormous body of work doing portraits, many published in The New Yorker, stark, black and white. They revealed his subjects in the way that even the best biographer could not. In an interview in 1985, Richard Avedon told NPR's Susan Stamberg about the first photographs he ever took with his father's Eastman Kodak Brownie camera.
My father was a teacher before he became a businessman, and he loved to teach me everything he could. And so the principles of photography were the first thing. And he showed the way in which light burned by using the drapes and how they were bleached, how the light-sensitive surface became a negative and then became a print. And as he explained it, since my sister, being the beauty of the family, was photographed by all of us and by me all the time, and we photographed Louise with parasols and clown costumes and standing in the sunshine, and I thought, well, skin is light-sensitive, and skin gets tanned. So I took a negative of Louise and pasted it onto my shoulder and went out to the beach. The next morning, I peeled it off, and there was my sister on my shoulder.
Oh, my goodness.
She later died in a mental institution.
Oh, my.
And I think her beauty had something to do with that.
As he moved from fashion to portrait photography, Avedon began using a large tripod-mounted camera because he found it allowed him to better connect with the subject.
Working with a 35-millimeter camera, you hide your face, you bury your face, and there's no direct connection between the subject and the photographer. And all a photographer has, except his technique, which anyone can have, is what he evokes, a portrait photographer, is what he evokes in the person that he's photographing. So I had worked with smaller cameras for many years and always missed that direct connection at the moment of photography. This is an 8x10 camera, Deardorff. It's a view camera. It's a serious camera. It's on a tripod. And an assistant can change the film behind me, and I can stand right up next to the lens, a few feet, very few feet, 2 feet, 3 feet from the subject, and we can talk. And I can say, do you remember how you were standing a minute ago? You had your hand there. Yeah, that's right. Now tell me a little bit about your work, or whatever, and then a certain tone is established, and they can be really looking into my eyes, and my hand clicks the shutter.
Richard Avedon was, by all accounts, a tireless worker. He was in San Antonio last month, shooting a series about democracy for The New Yorker, when he suffered a cerebral hemorrhage. In a 1993 interview, again with Susan Stamberg, he talked about the relentless nature of his work and of work itself.
A reviewer in Newsweek writes, there is no repose in Avedon's photographs. Do you agree with that?
Well, there's no repose in my life. I mean, I get up 5:45, I jump out of bed, I go for the coffee machine, do last night's dishes, and start taking notes. and I'm in a rage when at 7:30 people aren't at the studio working. And I think, you know, don't they know the meaning of work? That's my life.
Photographer Richard Avedon talking with NPR's Susan Stamberg. Avedon died today. He was 81.